saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking doubt upon our sides. My lips touch you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Elvis, for that wonderful song, which was written by Neil Diamond. I drive up to Santa Barbara every Thursday to broadcast my show live originally, and it's heard on replays by any number of stations, including my affiliates in Madison, Wisconsin, WDTY, and WHK in Cleveland, Ohio, and KRSA in Petersburg, Alaska. So you don't get the joy of hearing me flub alive. You get the joy of hearing me flub up recorded. But I do, every time I come up to Santa Barbara, I drive up from my home. It's about a 70-minute drive. And today I was listening to Elvis on the way, and I was just rocking out. This is, of course, unnecessary information, but I thought I'd share it with you. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Pleasure.
So, I am talking about, we are talking about, quantity time versus quality time. And I haven't done the homework, but I imagine that the whole notion of quality time was something that my wonderful generation of baby boomers created to justify all the different things they were doing that might preclude quantity time.
Right.
And my thesis is that quality time is rare, rarely effective, I should say, and quantity time is what works with kids. So that is my thesis. What say you, Mr. Levine?
Well, I mean, quality comes out of quantity, I think.
Okay, agreed.
You know, you want to be around for your kids, and I think unless you've got certain issues, certainly financial issues that are keeping you away, I think most parents want to be with their kids more than they're able to. You know, especially for dads, I think that rationalization of quality time is something that sort of has helped them somehow live with the fact that they're not with their kids as much as they want to be.
Well, when they can't be, I am obviously exceedingly sympathetic to dad or mom that, say, in a divorce situation where the time they're not with the kids, they have no options.
Yeah, sure.
But there are far too many dads and moms that choose other things over their kids, and that's really what I'm railing against, is those that think they can make up for it by special time or presence and special time. It's just, the kids are smart enough at a certain age to get the mom or dad just doesn't have real time for them.
Yeah, well, the kids see everything.
Of course.
The stories around divorce are just very painful, and we have to deal with a lot of that with the men in terms of what they think is going on and what we think the kids are actually experiencing.
what we hope they're experiencing, and that's often, you know, very naive.
Yeah. You know, the relationship is forged by the time together. And it's not necessarily, and maybe oftentimes not even, the special events that the kids will really remember as they get older. I mean, you know, my kids are now in their 20s. And those special events and special vacations, you know, I don't know how much those really contributed to the relationships that I have with them versus just the time that we had. Just the in-between those events, the time when if something is going to be talked about, it might come up.
Well, you know something, I call it the Wayne's World moments, ironically enough. If you recall in Wayne's World, that wonderful moment where the two characters are singing along with Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you're open to that sort of thing, I'm sure, and I know with you it had to have happened, that there's a moment like that you have with of your wife, your daughter, your son. And those moments are, I think those are the ones that you laugh at. And then following a moment like that where you're just giggling with silliness, you'd be surprised what can happen. Recently, I transferred all of our old videotape movies of our family onto DVDs. And the boys, both of them teenagers, had such fun looking at them. And one in particular became a sort of Wayne's World moment, almost like a deja vu Wayne's World moment. It was one of my older son, and we were in Hawaii, and he was still in diapers. And he's walking around the lounge chair by the pool where we are, and I'm filming, and his mother, my ex-wife, is in the video with my son. This was before my second son was born. And he's making funny noises, and at one point he looks up at his mom, and she goes, "Oh, you have to poop, don't you?" And he gives her a funny look, and then he makes this funny noise like, "Leesh!" And it just was hysterical. And my grown boys saw that, and that became that moment that they played it over and over again. And those are the kind of moments where out of that, you can end up having a discussion, in our case, about the how they feel about their mother, who's no longer in their life to any appreciable degree.
What I'm finding with my kids now is the music that was sort of the soundtrack of our lives together, that really sticks with them. The music that we played in the car on the way to preschool, the singing that we did, those moments, I think, have really left a mark on them, not just in terms of the love of music and all that, but the just the free-spiritedness, the fun that we had, and how, and it's nice to see now, several years later, that it's made such an impression that I'll get texts now when my son hears a particular song on the radio, and he's reminded of those times that we were just driving, right? And we were spending that time together.
Again, and when certain songs come on, you look at each other, or you start singing together spontaneously.
Yeah.
It's great.
And one thing I want to just mention, especially for dads and taking their kids to club soccer and hockey and baseball and all that kind of stuff, it could be a real grind during those years when you're having to hit the road every weekend and you don't seem to have time. But what I found was the time that we had in the car.
Going to and from.
Yeah, and the rituals that we created about which restaurant we were going to stop at on the way back and all that. Those stick more than the scores of the game.
You betcha.
And really anything that happened during the games. It was really that time in between. So the freeways in L.A. could be very ugly, but we had really a wonderful time. And so I want to encourage those guys, especially younger dads. You know, we were just having I was having a discussion earlier with some therapists, and we were talking about men in their 30s. It's hard to impress upon them the perspective that we would love for them to have, the perspective that we gain when we're older, that you're missing so many opportunities at that age because you're so focused in on making a living and carving a path. But it's during those times, usually, you know, usually in the 30s or so, early 40s, where you're spending all that time trying to make it work. And you just need to slow down a little bit and really appreciate those in-between moments, because those are the moments you're really going to remember when the kids get older.
I couldn't agree with you more. By the way, just a little aside for my Southern California listeners that are listening live, the repeats will not, it'll be past the point. You know, my older son is quite the musician, and he's playing at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Friday tomorrow. So if perchance you'd like to go, Wayne, it's great. And also, ironically, Dad Chat this week is about music, and it's called Music Ours and Theirs. And the notion of I've learned music from my boys that I never would have otherwise known. And just like you have introduced music to your kids, I've introduced them via, you know, listening to things on radio and CD, but also going to certain concerts. I mean, the first rock concert I took my boys to was Bruce Springsteen at Dodger Stadium. They were like 4 and 7. They didn't get it at all, but it imbued a love of music from that point forth.
Well, there's some amazing things being done now. So I'm rocking out. I mean, I'm dancing crazy to the DJs now because it's wonderful stuff. But I'm really grateful for classical. I'm really grateful for Broadway and to the standards. And that's not just a part of my life. It's a part of my kids' life as well.
Likewise. And it's really good to give them that education. We are nearly out of time, Wayne. Tell us about your new website and where our listeners can find you.
Right, bettermencoaching.com. You can get a copy of my book there, Hold On to Your Nuts, the Relationship Manual for Men. It's a great place for men to start who want to be better fathers and husbands, and see what else we're up to. That's bettermencoaching.com.
Wayne Levine, a pleasure as always. The time zipped by. We will speak, God willing, next week.
See you then, Bruce.
Okay, thank you much. It is time for a break. We will be back with Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. You can find me at Bruce Allen or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Stay tuned for Pastor Drew and Teen Rap.
Freedom, I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the chains.